about 16 weeks now. And as we are wrapping up some things with this, I want to kind of recap today and lay the foundation for how we practically start the process of mind renewal. And so that's kind of where we are. I hope I have given you enough information over these weeks to show you the need for mind renewal, that mind renewal is necessary, that is something that can be done. You know, and I pray that you are individually leaning towards, okay, what's the next step in my life? What do I need to do now, all right, in that regard? I want to talk about this morning the responsibility of mind renewal is mine. It's mine. I am responsible for my renewing process. If I don't take charge in this and own it, if I don't take the responsibility to say, I must do this, just won't happen. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, it's never too young or too old to get into the renewal process. Don't buy into the lie that you've been the way you are so long that there's nothing that you can do. Yeah, there's something you can do, but you gotta wanna do something. And until you bring that desire, until you bring that intent, then there's absolutely nothing that anybody can say to you, good to see you, Gerald, anybody can say to you to make you do this. And so preaching on it indefinitely is not going to help your mind be renewed. Amen. Until you make a decision that you're going to do something about the information that we're talking about. And so because there are other things that we need to do, I do believe mind renewal will shape everything I do from here on out, even though I may not talk about it verbatim. But I believe that everything that we do, we'll start seeing how me and you and all of us getting our minds right will be able to execute whatever it is that God has for us to do. That it just starts with that, okay? And so we've learned that mind renewal is not a suggestion. So this is not, I hope you do renew your mind. It'd be a good idea if you renew your mind. If you get around to it, you ought to renew your mind. No. Mind renewal is a command. Yes. We have been commanded by God Almighty that we are to renew our minds. And you can always tell when you need to get this done, because look at your life. When you see that your life is so inconsistent with the will and word of God, and you don't even recognize that you're in danger heading toward the far country, it's because your mind is not right. You've lost your spiritual mind. And everybody has to have a spiritual mind when it comes to doing this, and God has an expectation. The expectation is that after I save you, you will do everything in your power to become like me. After I redeem you and set you apart, you're going to do everything in your power to become like me. And when you don't, the enemy will terrorize your life and set you up for failure after failure after failure after failure. Relationships, every kind of fear you can imagine comes into play because you don't learn how to renew your mind. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, we talked about, you know, don't be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. 2 Corinthians 10:5. We talked about how we ought to cast down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, bring into captivity or lock up every thought and imagination that goes against the word of God. This is no suggestion. We are commanded to bring our thinking into alignment with the will of God. And when we're honest, we realize we are out of control with our thoughts. If God flashed your thinking across the screen, who would run? Who would be left in here? Who be left?
I'll be gone.
Okay. All right, let me come on back. Come on. Let me get my mind right. Okay. We have to bring our thinking into alignment with the will of God. Amen? Philippians 4:8. You know, we are given it in a itinerary of how we ought to think and the things we ought to meditate on. Proverbs 23 and 7. As we think, so we are. You want to know how you really are? Look at your thinking. You cannot escape your thinking. And if you keep thinking like you're thinking, you're going to keep doing what you're doing. You cannot put a band-aid on the cancer of bad thinking. You have to treat it at the source, get rid of it, because if you don't, it will spread. And it ain't going to die easy. So we've learned that mind renewal requires intentional focus, intentionally focusing on what we are thinking and how we are thinking. One of the lack of discipline is this in our thinking. We don't think about what we're thinking about. And that's the problem. We're thinking, but we're not thinking about what we're thinking about. We're just allowing random thoughts to just run through our mind with no consideration of the spirituality of the thought, the carnality of the thought, how systemic it is to my nature. We give no consideration for how we are thinking. And you got to change that. You're responsible for that. And if you don't take charge with your thinking and recognize, be aware. See, awareness is being able to pick up on when you go in an area and thinking that's wrong. You got to be able to see yourself, go in there and check yourself. And if you don't check you, who will? Who can go into your subconscious and reprogram your thinking that you have been doing so long that it's just a natural thing? You don't even think about it anymore. It's a natural response. Somebody said this to you and a cuss word come out before you know it. You know why? Because you have been doing that and thinking that way, so the brain doesn't have to wait on you to decide whether or not you're going to curse. It says, oh, we curse at this time, and curse just come out. And before you know it, you done bleep it to me, and you say, whoa, that happened quick. Well, it happened that way because you have programmed yourself like that. And your subconscious doesn't know how to have etiquette to do it at the right time. It doesn't know that, oh, you're around Christian folk right now. Oh, you're around folk. It doesn't care. It just responds. So we've learned that mind renewal requires an intentional focus on what we're thinking and how we're thinking. And we've learned that it takes faith to expect a different outcome without any evidence. And in other words, if you have been in a certain vein of thinking for a long time, or you have been experiencing negativity in your life for a long time, there is a pattern to believe that life will always be like this. My tomorrows will be just like my yesterdays. And so there is no expectation that we bring that God can do anything new in our lives. That God has already set the cast and it's unbreakable, and that there's nothing that we can do to change the way my life is. That means you have no hope. That means you have no faith. That means you have no expectancy. And all you are doing is just going through the drudgery of life day in and day out. You get up feeling bad because there's nothing to look forward to but more of what took place on yesterday. You go to bed feeling bad because you're expecting tomorrow to be just like today was, which was like yesterday. There is nothing to motivate you to have any joy in your life because you can't see God doing anything new in your life. So it takes a faith. It takes a belief that God can do something that you've never seen in your life. And we learned that through the story of Abraham, how in Abraham in Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to 22, he held on to the belief and actually thanked God for a child that he hadn't even seen. God, I thank you for the child, and he's 100 years old, and his wife is 90, and he's thanking God for something that he has no evidence that will ever happen, but because God said it. And God counted that kind of faith and said, look, your sins are forgiven because you got faith like that. You're just forgiven. Well, see, mind renewal is about believing that you can be different. If you don't believe you can be any different than you are, there is nothing in your subconscious going to motivate you to make any changes in your life. And guess what? Nothing new will happen because you have no expectation. You don't believe you can be any different. You don't believe you can think any different. You really don't believe that all this stuff that's negative and I want to use the word crap, but don't take it bad, but all the bad stuff in your mind that's going on all the time, you don't believe that that can stop. You don't believe that God can shut that off when you make up your mind. That you can actually meditate on things that are good and lovely and just and of good report. And good. You can do that. But you don't believe it. And so since you don't believe it, guess what? It will never happen for you. You will never renew your mind. Though it's commanded, though we're supposed to, though we know we ought to be watching what we're thinking and bring every thought into captivity, you will never renew your mind because you don't believe your mind can be renewed. So, and I don't know how many more sermons I can bring to show you that you can. I mean, I don't know what else I can say. You know, go back and listen to tape 12, take 8, you know what I mean? Because I've said it.
Yes.
You know, it's been said. But It doesn't matter until you make a decision that you want to change you. And God is willing to help you change when you make up the mind, when you make up your mind. We've also learned that mind renewal is difficult. It's difficult because our own nature fights against the change. Makes it hard. You know, there is something in all of us, our bodies, the subconscious, believe it or not, likes being in charge of your life and doesn't like it when you try to override old programming. Really doesn't like it. In fact, it says, we've been running stuff a long time and you're going to try to think now? You know, you need to go on and relax. You know, it's too hot outside for you to be thinking like this. You just need to rest and let us handle it. We got it. We got this. That's what your old nature says to you. You trying to think right? Really? Listen, don't work that hard. That's too hard. You know you ain't got time to be changing. What about all this other stuff you got to do this week? You know what you got to do, and you ain't got no time to be thinking about your thoughts. We got this. We got this. That's your old nature. Oh, learning to love somebody that did you wrong. You better keep that sheet on what they have done. You ain't gonna let that go. We not doing that, you know. And our hate is so strong, you know, we need to keep it fixated. And so your subconscious or your old body will make you still do what you've been doing, though you don't like doing it. It fights. That's us. That's what we are going against. That's why it's hard. Paul says in Ephesians 4:22, listen, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self. We talked about this, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desire, and to be made new in the what attitudes of your minds, and to put on the new. There is something that every child of God has to do to grow spiritually. You have to intentionally and deliberately put off the old. It ain't gonna come off unless you put it off. And it ain't gonna get off easy. Because you've been doing what you're doing a long time. So that old nature is not gonna let you go easy. You got to put on the new. That means you got to learn a new way of thinking, a new way of talking, a new way of meditating. A new way of meditating that allows you to intentionally retrain your subconscious mind. And you know what? It all boils down to work. Work. I wish I could tell you there's a pill you could take for mind renewal. I'd be rich. Because everybody buy the pill and nobody want to do the work. But you got to put in the time and the focus. If you want to renew your mind, you must work at it. This is a 24/7 job. Working on you takes all day and night. Every waking moment, you gotta be on task. Cause a thought can come at you from somewhere that you didn't see coming. And you got to be ready to deal with it when it comes. Everybody with me? And so this is a job. It's part of Christian development. It's part of becoming what God wants us to become. God, when he saved us, didn't take away our will, and he didn't take away the old nature. He saved it, but you have to put that off and put on the new. And that's the work that we have not been focusing on in our Christian walk. And so consequently, think at it. We are not good at it at all. Because we have no practice. We are just beginning to go down the road of self-discipline. It's one thing to modify your behavior when you know what you need to do around folk, but while modifying your behavior, you didn't change your thinking. You just acting. Because you hadn't changed your mind about how you think. You just doing with the body what it needs to do to save face. But when you get into mind renewing, you working on you now. And you stop acting like just because you can say the right thing for 45 minutes around folk. You know that as soon as you get out of the range of the ears of folk, we got another whole way of living. Another whole way of talking. We talk about folk like they don't know the Lord. We talk about them and have conversations with folk about folk that are totally unspiritual, and yet when we round them, we got a smile for them and a firm handshake, and you know, just love you. And we know what we're thinking in our mind, what we just said about them. Mind has to be renewed. And so our old nature is fighting to change. You need to understand that wherever we place our attention, we put energy. Energy. And I'm going to describe this in detail in just a minute. But energy, our energy, inner energy, is spent so much on stuff that don't matter, and yet we spend so much of the energy because we get passionate about stuff that don't matter. Passionate. Well, I can't believe so-and-so. All of your life energy is placed on stuff that don't matter. And every time you get a chance, you rehearse that story. And you have the same energy every time you rehearse it. I mean, blow it up about it. Veins popping in your head as you talk about it. Energy. Because you're putting all of your attention on stuff that don't matter. And when you put that much energy on stuff that don't matter, you have little or no energy to change your mind. You have little or no energy left. You know why? You have expended it on foolishness. Because that's all you do, is spend it on foolishness. Social media is killing us. We can get on a soapbox and start a conversation about something and put all our energy in it. And we got to get the last word with the exclamation points and the little design that show I want you to know what I'm really saying here right now. We got designs and emojis and everything that tell everybody, energy. We're spending all of our energy on stuff. And wherever you put your attention, that's where your energy is. You see, where you place your attention is where you place your energy. And so our thoughts and feelings that we're having, and we're having them all the time, you should be living in the present now. Now. But more times than not, we're living in the past. And so instead of us looking for hope now, we focus on the pain of yesterday. The pain that took place yesterday. Okay. We're thinking about the disappointments from yesterday. Yeah. It didn't go well yesterday. Yesterday was a year ago. Yesterday was 2 years ago. But we are still putting our attention on yesterday. Our betrayals that we've experienced. Folk didn't do us right. You know, and they supposed to be my friend. They supposed to be a Christian. And they did me like this. You need to hear about this. So-and-so, you know, you think, oh, no, they ain't all that. Let me tell you what they did. Let me tell you how they betrayed me yesterday. Okay. And so the pain of yesterday puts all of your energy on yesterday. There is no energy for right now. You can't even appreciate and enjoy right now because you're dealing with the pain of yesterday. Lost love. You know, my life would have been if I had a head. You know, I can't believe somebody walked out yesterday. You can't enjoy now because you're still dealing over the pain of yesterday. Yesterday, yesterday. Guilt. You know you was wrong. You can't even believe you allowed yourself to do it, but you did. And now every time you look in the mirror, all you see is a person that is worthless, a person that is useless, and you can't even love yourself anymore because you're still dealing with the guilt of what you did on yesterday. Yesterday. That's where your energy is, and it's all in the past. All in the past. Am I helping anybody? Listen. But in the future, there are possibilities. But you don't think it because you're stuck in the past. There's hope in the future. But you have literally no hope because in your now, you're going back to yesterday. There is faith in the future. But you don't have any faith because you're still stuck on yesterday. There is love in the future. But you won't even allow yourself to be loved, because anytime you are trying to be loved by somebody, you'll go back and remember how you was done back then. So yesterday is impacting your love today. So there's trust in the future, but you don't have any. Because you've been violated once, you've been lied to once or twice, you've been mistreated somewhere down the line, so you don't have any trust. That's why when we come into the family of God, we don't open up to folk because we don't trust anymore. Some of you need to talk to somebody, but you go outside of the church and tell the story, because you don't trust that if everybody knew what you was going through, they wouldn't look at me the same. So we're protecting the image, but we are tearing up what the family of God and the people of God was meant to be. We were meant by God's design to be able to bear with one another, care for one another, and bear or help carry one another's burden. Well, we ain't doing that well because there is no trust. There's no trust. Don't trust the leaders. Don't trust the ministers. Don't trust the member. We just don't trust. So we carry it, not even to the Lord. We carry it to our past. And we put all of our energy on the things that don't really matter. And you can't do anything about them at all. So we have no energy then for the possible future, because we use it all up on the past. You ain't got no time to renew your mind. You're so fixated on what happened last week, you can't project anything new. Because right now, you in the past, you in your, and by the way, and when we get ready to move toward a future event, we ascribe a past result on it. So we anticipate the future to be just like the past. Am I helping anybody? So mind renewal means that we have to learn how to place appropriate energy or attention on mind renewal, but you can't do that if you got your mind on all this other stuff. And you got to bring it to the present time so that the past is not affecting you. You're not worried about the future, but you're expecting good to come, but you're doing it in the now. And a lot of folk can't live now. Can't live now. Because of what happened yesterday. Our countenance can change in a heartbeat. If we think something happening now reminds us of something happening then, our whole countenance changes. Our demeanor, facial expressions, conversations, everything changed because we went back and we felt the same feelings that we felt the first time, because we have not gotten over the pain. And so mind renewal has to deal with this, and all of us have to deal with this. Everybody has to deal with this. But until you recognize what's going on in your life, what's going on in your mind, you will be victimized by your pattern of living and won't even recognize you have hope to get out of it. And we've been down the road so long that we don't even think it's possible to move to a different way of being, B-E-I-N-G, a different way of us being. And we can with mind renewal. But this is work now. I'm telling you the truth, this is work. Now, you don't understand. This is work. Yeah. Fixing your mind is going to be the toughest job you ever done. You know, everybody got a remedy to fix everybody else, okay? We look at everybody and say, oh, all you need to do is, if you just do this, this, and this, you'll be well. I mean, we got a remedy for everybody. Oh, that's what's going on. Let me tell you, you ready? Oh, that's what's going on. But when it comes to fixing you, that's the job. That's the ultimate job. Because you really can't fix nobody else. They have to fix themselves like you have to fix yourself. But you don't have time to put your attention on you because you got your attention on everybody else's stuff. Everybody else's shortfall, everybody else's situation. You ain't got no time to think about you because you're too busy policing everybody else. We ought to be deputized by the Lord. I'm your chief captain, Lord. And I can tell you what they doing and ain't doing, because I'm on the job. Ain't got no time to work on you, because you keeping up with everybody else's stuff. We stay up reading what folk post to keep up with what's going on. Do you know how many posts I read each week? Do you know how many I read? None. Zero. Do you know how much I know about what Trump is doing? Zero. Wait a minute. Do you know that everybody who putting their business up about what they doing and where they going, what they doing, do you know how much I keep up with on that? None. Wait a minute, you didn't know that Sister So-and-so is? No, I ain't know. I missed it. I ain't got time for that. Wait a minute, you didn't know that Brother So-and-so has a second? Wait a minute now, I didn't know. No, I ain't know about that. You know, because see, I don't have time to put on that kind of stuff when it's taking everything I have to get me right.
Yes, sir.
Everybody with me? And some folk can't wait to check the stuff. Bing, oh Lord, what's going on? What's going on? Bing, and there we go. Our energy, watch this. We put so much energy on those things that we have absolutely nothing left to work on us. Because that's our full-time job, keeping up with the junk. Am I helping anybody? I would ask you to tell somebody what I said, but it's too much I done said now. So listen. You must be aware of your thoughts and your feelings at all times. That's the command. Capture every thought. Know every thought. Don't just think on automatic pilot. Don't just think without questioning. In Philippians 4:8, the scripture that was read in your hearing. Listen, from the message, summing it up, friends. I say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things that are true. Wait a minute. Part of the mind renewing process requires you to learn how to meditate. I am torn betwixt right now because I have been exposed to too much information through reading and through workshops that you haven't had. My why to renew my mind is based on my exposure. And it's impossible for me to give you everything that I've been through. It's just no time. You know, we'd be here for a long time, me trying to really get all that across. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm toying with, how do I teach you how to meditate? Now, that's where I'm torn. Because, see, some of you don't think you need it. And so if I took the time to do it, you feel like I wasted your time. Because you already there in your mind. You already there. So, but meditation is the spiritual methodology of internally focusing on the things you need to change and intentionally putting it, because you put your attention on it, you put your energy on it. When you put your energy on it, that's when things start changing in your life. That's when you really start making impacts in things. That's when you say, you know, I don't feel that way anymore. Well, how did that happen? I chose or decided I don't want to feel that way anymore. And I did the appropriate meditation, and it helped me over time. My brain, my subconscious got reprogrammed. So we rewrote the script. I put a new program in, and I'm not feeling that way anymore. You know why? Because you rewrote the program. How did you do it? You did it internally. And so, by filling your minds and meditating on things true, on things that are noble, reputable, on things that are authentic and compelling, on things that are gracious, the best stuff, not the worst. And if we are honest, we spend most of our time meditating on the bad. The bad mistreatment, the bad this, the bad that, the bad. That's where we spend all of our time. And what we don't realize is that we are really ingraining in our mind the bad as the norm, the bad as the expectation, the bad as the way things are. And so our program says, we ain't expecting nothing but the bad. We ain't looking for nothing but the bad, because it's the way it is, bad. But it's not the way it is. It's the way we have programmed ourselves. Because we're thinking about everything except the best, not the worst. The beautiful things of life, not the ugly stuff. Why is it that we want to spend so much time reading about somebody's fall? Somebody's fall. They fail. And we want all the details. Well, how did they fall? Well, who helped them fall? How long have they been falling? And who did they impact while they was falling? And by the way, fallen folk run together. So who's running with them? Because they must be falling too. I mean, we spend all of our time on ugly stuff, not beautiful stuff. Things to praise, not things to curse. So, if you want to renew your mind, you must identify what needs renewing. You have to pick up and acknowledge what is it in your life, in your thinking, that needs to change. And can't nobody do that for you. You got to write down the constant things that you think about each day. You gotta get your journal. Get your journal. If you don't want to buy a journal, get a notepad. Something personal for you. This is your mind renewing process. And you need to write down the themes that keep coming up in your day in your thinking. Folk just don't like me. That's a theme. See, that comes up every day. Folk are out to get me. That's a theme. And that comes up every day. Folk don't care about it. Don't nobody care about them. That's a theme. You can't trust anybody. That's a theme. Everybody's out to get me. That's a thing. See, these are themes in our thinking that come up every day. And we don't even pay attention to them. You got to think about your themes and you got to write those down. What are you doing? You're identifying the things that need to be renewed in your thinking. How are you going to do that? You got to pay attention. You got to capture it. You got to pay attention. You know, I've been thinking this way. I didn't realize I've been thinking this way for the last 6 months. I've been going over this in my mind for the last year and a half. I didn't even realize it was that strong. Yes, that's strong, but you ain't paying attention to it. That's your subconscious mind just running the program. But you got to write that down and identify. And if you don't identify it, there is no way you're going to deal with it. You got to know what you are dealing with. What needs renewing? And you got to know what it is. This takes personal integrity. You got to be, don't lie to yourself. You know, there's some things in my character that need improving on. And I don't care how good I preach, they there. Yeah. And I got to deal with them. Yeah. So I can't act like I ain't got nothing. Because I preach. But I know what goes on in my mind. And when you come face to face with your constant thematic thinking, you say, whoa, that's in me. Okay, we got to deal with this. Everybody with me? Yes. But it ain't bothering nobody because it's just in my mind. But it's impacting your spirituality. Yeah. Yeah. It's warping your spirituality. Yeah. So you got to write it down. Constant things. How often do I think this way? Do I think about this just occasionally? Or do I think about this constantly? Do I have triggers that bring these thinking up? I mean, do I see somebody and that thinking goes? I mean, what is it that's bringing it about? How do I think this way? Be How do I feel when I think like this? Because thoughts evoke feelings. And feelings get to the seat of the emotion. And when you start feeling a certain way, because you are thinking a certain way, then every time you think that way, you feel that way. Having a great day, smile on your face, and a thought come in, changes your whole countenance. But the feelings came back to you just like it just happened. You got to write that down. Yeah. See, when I feel this way, when I think this way, this is what I'm feeling. How do I speak when I think like this? What words come out of my mouth when I'm thinking like this? Am I patient? Am I kind? Am I loving? Or am I rude? Am I short with people? Am I angry in my voice? Does my voice change because I'm thinking like this? Can I really say some nasty things to folk when I'm thinking like this? I don't care what they think when I'm thinking like this. See, you got to write that down. And then number two, are my thoughts helping me or are they hurting me? Now really. Is the way I'm thinking helping me or is it hurting me? You got to be honest. Now, we know every idle word that you speak, you got to give an account of. So that means every idle thought that you think before you speak has to be dealt with. So is my thinking helping or is it hurting me? Number three, do my thoughts line up with my faith? I say, I'm a child of God. Do my thoughts reflect it? I say, I'm a spiritual giant. Really? Do my thoughts line up with my faith? If I really say I have faith like this, do my thoughts show my faith? Or do my thoughts show my lack of faith? Because it needs to line up. You know, we come here all the time. We know we've been saved. Now, the way I think line up with my faith, the way I am supposed to live, the way I'm supposed to act, to become like Christ, is my thinking lining up with the faith? Number four, how would I like to think? Or feel. I see how I'm thinking and I know how I feel as a result of it. How would I like to think? Or how would I like to feel? Do I like to feel different than I'm feeling? Would I like to think different than I'm thinking? Then what is that like? You got to describe it. Am I helping anybody? So when you are honest about where you are, honest, you being honest with you, and where you want to be, you're ready to start renewing your mind. You're ready to begin. If you can't be honest about where you are and how you're thinking, you ain't ready. You're deceiving yourself. But if you're ready to be honest with you, about you. You ready to start dealing with mind renewal. Next week, I'm going to give you some instructions for renewing your mind. Some real instructions. Some processes. We're going to get into some hows. Okay? For those that want to. Yeah. If you don't want to, don't come next week, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's what we're going to do next week. And it is my prayer that I've been a faithful steward over the word in this regard. It's my prayer that I have spoken as the oracles of God lend me to speak. It's my prayer that I demonstrate not just the ability to talk about my renewing, but I renew my mind also. That's my prayer. And if one person gets on this road and changes their thinking, it's been worth all this preaching. One of you get it. It's been worth it. And we're going to celebrate that victory. That one person got it. One soul was impacted. Amen? And so if you're here, and the Spirit of God's convicted you in an area of your life that you need convicting in, I pray you have the courage to start first with being honest about where you are. If you know you're not where you need to be in your faith, I pray that you have the courage to make a change right now. Don't wait for God to have to get your attention from another way. Don't let him have to give you an illness for you get it. Don't wait until you got to have an accident. Don't wait until you lose somebody that's close to you. And then you say, you know, I need to get my life together. While you are able and you are aware of your circumstance, you need to do it now. So if you're here and you're not a member of the body of Christ, we always extend the invitation to give you an opportunity to become a part of God's spiritual family. You come by hearing the good news that he died for our sins according to the scripture. He was buried and rose again the third day. And he said, he that believeth in me and is baptized shall be saved. Jesus said that. Yes. Jesus said, you believe in me and you're baptized, you're going to be saved. Jesus said that. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news. And those that are teaching that salvation comes by just confession are lying on Jesus. Amen. I'm just telling you like it is. They lying on him. And so if you want to be saved, you need to be baptized. Praise the name of Jesus. Brandon, it's so good to see you, boy. God bless you, boy, for coming out. Thank you. If you want to be saved, you need to obey the gospel. You need to believe it, repent of your sins, confess that you believe that Jesus is the Christ, surrender to baptism for the remission of your sins and be added to the body called the church. You need to come. If you're a member of the body and this mind renewal is wearing you out right now, because you know he knows where you are. It ain't about what I know. I don't want to know. But he knows where you are. And he's waiting to see if you're honest enough to respond to the beckoning of the Spirit that's in you, saying, it's your time. It's your time. I know you heard, it's your time. Now, will you respond? Or will you keep your energy on other things? Your past mistakes, the inconsistency that you faced before, you're going to try to get it right in your life, then come. And listen, all those are lies. Those are lies we tell ourselves to stay where we are.